There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We've got a full show for you tonight. John Lamb is with us, and we're going to go right to John because I know he's busy. So without further ado, we can fill in some time later. But let's go right to John Lamb for updates on the trials in Nevada. And John, are you there? Welcome, and thank you for joining us tonight, John.
I'm here. Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, I tell you what, we had a full day today, so hopefully I can cover all the little bases here before I have to go here. But I guess starting out, we finally got three witnesses introduced today and on the stand, and it took all day long for these three witnesses for the defense. So we're still not done. That's the good news, that we're still got tomorrow to bring in more witnesses. And we still haven't brought in Eric Parker witnesses. And so he's going to be testifying tomorrow at some point. The three witnesses we got, one of them was a federal BLM officer, and we're trying to introduce his testimony because we're trying to get Dan Love, the main BLM officer that was in charge that day, and the government still hasn't given us permission to use this BLM officer as a witness. So with his testimony, we was able to prove that body cam footage and things like that that came from Dan Love, and that when Dan Love was speaking to people, that was introduced today, this body cam. But unfortunately, the judge, again, after court, denied our right to bring in Dan Love. So we're still trying to struggle to get him in as a witness. But right now, they are blocking it at every point. They do not want Dan Love testifying. For one, we all know that Dan Love's under criminal investigation for misconduct as a BLM officer. And so they're still trying to cover up a bunch of stuff. They don't want the jurors to hear that. So maybe tomorrow. We're still praying and struggling on that point. But the other two witnesses were witnesses that were there at the Bundy standoff and down in the Wash area. Took a lot of pictures. They witnessed things. Their testimonies were very crucial, and we did get those in, and we heard some great testimony from them, and the jurors just was attentive and watching every moment of that. There were some things that they had not heard yet, and that was awesome. Three of the biggest things that happened today is that two of our protesters got arrested today. And another one, Angie Bundy, one of the Bundy women, was denied entry into the courthouse, and she was intimidated and threatened, and they did not let her inside the courthouse at all, which is just absurd. She's came before, and the intimidation they're doing to some of us is just overwhelming. They even threatened to arrest me today for doing a live stream, because I'm on federal property, they said. It's not public property. and then I have to stand another 30 feet from where I'm standing doing live streams. I had about 40 people around me doing the press, the update of afterwards, and so I got my live stream in barely, and they told me tomorrow that if I did a live stream where I was standing that I would be arrested, that I was violating an order from a federal officer. So we'll play this out tomorrow.
Hey, we have to take...
Yes.
Yeah, we have to take orders from public servants now. Great.
Yes, and I asked him. I said, "Well, where's the order? Where's your in writing? What do you have here that you can tell me a code or whatever?"
Give
me none.
Show me the law.
Show me the law. We're under martial law here more than we realize. That was martial law today they enacted on all of us. Angie Bundy, there was nothing showed to her why she couldn't come into the courthouse. They totally refused to let her in there. They was a judge, juror, and executioner. That's what these marshals are doing. We don't know at this point. They won't tell us. They just told us she could not come in. They denied her entry into the federal courthouse. She has everything to go in there. She's been in there before. She has identification. One of her husband is, for one, and sitting in prison for the last 15 months, and they denied her entry. Another one of our protesters, Joshua Martinez, he tried to enter the courtroom today, and he had his ID. They arrested him and told him he was trespassing. He had done nothing wrong at all. Another gentleman that's not related to me at all, his name is Christopher Lamb. We have the same last name. He was arrested today for trying to go into the courtroom. All of these people had done nothing absolutely wrong at all. They singled them out and arrested them and hauled them off in handcuffs, except for Angie Bundy. They did not haul her off. They just told her she couldn't come back to leave.
Why were the protesters arrested? I can't figure out why the protesters were they warned of anything? Were they doing anything overt? What would be your best? Was there any cause given? Anything at all?
Joshua Martinez, he was told that he was not allowed back on the property at all. And he says, "Well, why not?" And they says, "Because a judge gave an order." He said, "I've never been ordered by a judge not to come back. I've never been ordered. So how are you telling me?" They said, "Well, we're telling you that a judge ordered you not to come back." And he said, "Well, show me. Tell me. I have every right to be a protester here. I have every right to be a court observer. I want to go and observe the court." They denied him entry and arrested him and hauled him away in handcuffs. And the same thing with this other gentleman. They just told him he was trespassing. He's obstruction of justice. He's disobeying a lawful order. And that they hauled him away in handcuffs, too.
Okay, now did you get that, listeners? The feds admitted that it's not public property. Okay, the federal courthouse and all its henchmen and the witches' court, none of it is public property. Did you get that? They're running a private enterprise, and they're making up whatever they want to arrest people arbitrarily. What are we living under? And this is a federal case. This could be the plug could be pulled on this by Jeff Sessions yesterday. Why is it not? Don't tell me he can't. He won't, and he works directly for Trump. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, they told me that since I'm not real media, they told me that since I'm not real media, that I cannot report about the trial up there without getting a permit of some sort. I said, the media doesn't get a permit. Why should I? I'm media. I'm independent media. I'm reporting on this for months. This is what I do. I don't get paid for it. I'm independent. And they still told me that I would be arrested if I come back again and reported. I've been doing this now for several weeks in the same spot. I mean, other officers come by, Homeland Security, U.S. Marshals, they shake my hand. Even if we have some disagreements, they've never bothered me where they know I'm doing it there every single day. And all of a sudden today, they attacked us, several of us, including myself, and threatened to arrest me if I do my media report, my live update on this sidewalk area of the courthouse.
You want to know why? Because you're having an effect. And when you have a powerful effect, like you are, like I am, you get canned. You get fired, you get put out to pasture, and you get possibly even arrested. So do you hear this, folks? The courthouse is admitting it's not public property. So this is not a public proceeding, so you're not a government. You're a privatized gang running around saying, I'm a marshal. I'm with the Federal Bureau of Idiots. I'm with the Department of Homeland Gestapo. And sorry to get so excited,
exactly.
Folks. No, I'm not. Why is everybody else not excited on this? And guess what? You don't get a little bit excited and a little bit outraged, what you would call righteous indignation, then you have no business being a free man or woman. You're going to be a slave. Enjoy it.
Now, if you want to watch any of this live, this all was caught on live camera today. So this whole episode of myself being confronted by the Homeland Security, being threatened. David is even trying to stop my live stream
shortly.
Yes, Homeland Security.
The marshal, some of the feds were okay when shaking your hand and complimenting you, and it was the. Did you get this? Well, the Department of Homeland Gestapo is now is the agency at the front and the foremost tip of the spear of the tyranny. And what did Donald Trump do? Did he say, by executive order, I hereby dissolve the Department of Homeland Security? I don't care what Congress did; it's unlawful, and let the law stand. The people are not going to have to comply with it, and none of the federal agents will be allowed to enforce it. You're all fired. It's a federal agency. He can do an executive. They've done all kinds of other executive orders. Why can't they do a good one? But no, what did Donald Trump do? He came in and he made the Department of Homeland Security bigger. He added an extra program. He made it. I don't even think he appointed a new director. Is it the same old guy, Jay Johnson? Are you kidding me? The same guy from Obama? Don't tell me Trump is having a problem because of these people. Fire their ass. I'm sorry. Fire them.
And these Homeland Security guys, they don't even wear name tags. You can't identify them.
No, of course not.
Portland.
No, they dress
in Portland.
They dress in black.
Yep, they would never. Go ahead.
Oh, this is in Nevada, right. Yeah, the Nevada is ungodly right now.
Oh, yeah, Portland and Nevada both, the Homeland Security have been just as evil. Over there, they arrested the same guy, one of our guys, three times over there, and the Homeland Security did, for passing out jury nullifications and constitutions. And here, they're doing the same thing. And this guy today, this one gentleman today, did give me his name. But I didn't get to see a badge or anything like that. He gave it to me after I asked him. But there was about 20 of us around him. And they actually called backup. They called Metro PD to come in as backup because of all of us doing just a live update, doing our news report.
Yeah, and also because they have no authority they also don't have any authority to arrest you, so they got to try to hopefully involve the corrupt units of the local police, which are very easy to find, and have them come out and assist in these unlawful arrests. Just exercising freedom.
We asked them that. Well, where's the authority here? If you're telling us this is federal property, why isn't the marshals coming out, or why are you arresting us? Why are you calling Homeland Security? I mean, why are you calling Metro PD? Metro PD assists them because they have a right up on here because it's within the city, but the federal has more jurisdiction, he said. It just doesn't make sense. They double talk. They have no papers to back what they're saying, and they're acting under martial law. And they don't give us a reason. We have to obey them no matter what, or they're going to arrest us. And they proved that today by arresting two of our guys.
Great. And we're worried about the Chinese, which they're a threat. We're worried about North Korea. We're worried about Podesta. And we're worried about Susan Rice and what she said about he said about she didn't admit that she was spying on Trump. And we're worried about Nunes finds that Obama and Susan Rice spied on Trump. Big news. Wow, yeah, that's a big scoop. Wake up, everybody's being spied on by everybody. So how about the real threat, people? Do you see what you neoconservatives did? If there's any of you out there listening, do you see what you did? You thought the Department of Homeland Security will make us safe because they're going to keep the terrorists out of my life. Guess what they're doing? They're terrorizing patriots. The Patriot Act was set up to hunt patriots. It's the Patriot Hunting Act. They put it right in your face and say it's the Patriotic. They didn't say the Patriotic Act. They said the Patriot Act. That means they're coming after patriots, and they are now.
Exactly.
Continue, John.
Exactly. No, exactly. You're right on at 100%. That's what they're doing. And right now, this trial, again, I can't stress it, your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, your constitutional rights are on trial right now. If this trial is lost, every American's going to suffer because of it. It's they're setting a precedent. They've already stripped us of our rights. They're just going to prove it more is what they're doing. And by letting them do this to these men, these 19 men here in Nevada, if they find these guys guilty, they're setting a precedent and are going to strip every right of every American across this country. What little rights we have.
Let me just make one little amendment to what you said. And I think we're on the same page on this, but one little correction I'd like to make. They're not stripping us of our rights. They can never take your rights because your rights are given to you by the Creator. They can only violate your rights. So every one of what you're seeing here is not a stripping or a removal or a revocation. It's a violation. And they're trying to get our minds in this frame of mind that you're losing your rights. Your rights are being stripped away from you. No, they're not. No, they're
exactly
not.
Right.
I have those rights. No matter how many times the government henchmen violate those rights, you still have them. It's just a matter of how much they are violating those rights. So it's always violator, violator, violator. Put the finger on them. Those rights are never lost. They're never stripped. They're never gone. And the reason they want to get us in that frame of mind is so people give up the fight. When you kind of start telling yourself, well, my rights are being taken away from me, so I guess they're gone, huh? Can't get them back, not powerful enough. Wait a minute. I still have those rights. Someone's violating them. Oh, and you're violating them again and again, and you're going to do it tomorrow? I don't think so. It puts people in a resistance frame of mind when they start thinking, wow, these are just not removals of my freedom. These are violations of my freedom, and the violations are piling up so high. The FEMA camps are going to be overflowing with government agents, and I don't want anybody telling me to take it easy and go slow. Look, the Republic's gone. We're under absolute, complete, all-out militarized assault. People are getting dragged away from lawful protests in chains from property that's supposed to be public property, and they're claiming it's no. It's private federal property. This is not. Listen very carefully to what John said tonight, folks. John Lamb told you the feds on the scene admitted, and I believe John's saying it's on film, that this is not public property. Oh, really? Then what are we doing showing up in court? Go screw. If we had enough neighbors protecting neighbors, there's another good one, neighborsprotectingneighbors.com. We've got patriots helping patriots. We're trying to build. And because we're going to hang, how much more do you have to see to realize that we are in absolute dire straits? And doing nothing, people. This is why, my time here at the end of this week will expire, and I hope I got people to take up and be activists and stop being, waiting for somebody else, including Jesus, to fix this for you. God's not going to come down and wash your car for you. He's going to provide the water and the soap and the brush and the rags, okay? So you got to get downloading the jury nullification flyer, which is back up at courtroomwatch.com. That's courtroomwatch.com. And don't forget to check out John Lamb. He's got awesome stuff posted online. He's the only real reporter on the scene taking the risk, doing the deeds, and God bless you and all the courtroom observers there, because without you, we wouldn't know this is going on. So let's run down the quick list of what we got from John over the past week. You have to take your pocket constitution out and throw it in the garbage. And then they said, turn it around so we can't see the front. Hold your Bible below your waist. Don't cry in court or you're going to be removed. Stand on the front court step, be told it's not public property, and then threatened with arrest by guys with no law, no written court order, no badge, and no lawful authority behind them, while your great new president making the agency bigger. Who do you think he's working for? Oh, but look over there to the South China Sea, and look over there to the Ukraine, and look over there to South America. Oh, what's going on in Africa today? Oh, Podesta said this, and Susan Rice said that, and Trump's this, and Obama that, and Bill Clinton this, and Hillary Clinton that. What the heck does any of it matter while this is going on? This is out, outrageous. And why do you think, why is nobody else talking about this? InfoWars can't spare a crew to go cover the Clive and Bundy trial and help out John Lamb and get some of this stuff on film and get these agents unlawfully arresting people. This would be huge viral news if Hillary was president. Oh, but my God, the tyranny is taking place under Trump. So zip those lips, shut up, and look over the other side of the pond across the ocean, and let's just take everybody to war to divert them from the tyranny at home. What do you think's going on? We all got scammed big time. Did anybody really think that another Republican was going to come in running for the private corporation called the Republican Corporation. It's not a party. People still pimping the party thing are working for the enemy, especially if they're at the top. I mean, people on the street level may not realize their party's been incorporated and the party's over. So the Democrat Corporation, Republican Corporation, both with shareholders, that means bonds. Remember the bonded court case and all the players selling your bonds on the open market to Berlin and Frankfurt and London and Spain? Okay, including the Department of Defense, and we talked about that yesterday, DOD bonds are available on the open market for eligible rates between 1% and 3%. Are you understanding this, folks? Your entire government, the courts, they admitted it today. To John Lamb just told us. They admitted the federal courthouse is not public property. Continue, John.
That's exactly right. So I'm going to have to get off here quickly here in just a moment because I got somewhere else to be. But tomorrow we have court again. It's probably our final day of witnesses that they're going to allow us to have. We have three more witnesses that we're planning on calling tomorrow. One of those is Eric Parker. He's one of the defendants here. So we will be back in court, and that's be our last day of court this week. We won't be back until Monday, and we're supposed to start up Monday with closing arguments and possibly be done Monday with closing arguments. Tuesday, we're planning on jury instructions and turning this case over to the jurors as early as Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon if that plans out the way we're thinking. So this case is about to wrap up last week. Well, should be our last week if we get an answer back from the jurors.
Okay, now here's what I'm gonna leave it with you, John. I've got two more nights doing this program. I've got till the end of the night Friday, and then there's a new host coming in with a new broadcast and a whole new thing going on. Two things. I would encourage you, A, please call as every night for the rest of this week. Call me tomorrow, call in Friday, give us the best update
Definitely.
You can, give us as much of your time as you can. As of Monday, I would encourage you to call the new host, whoever they're replacing me with, and ask them if they'll air this information out. So don't give up.
Excellent,
continue.
Yes.
But definitely be in with us tomorrow and Friday. Thank you so much, John. Get on to your next mission. God bless you and all the people with you there doing courtroom observing at the Witches Court in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is turning out to be the ungodly, disgusting, evil cesspool outhouse that it always was.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, yes, and I look forward to being on the next couple of nights, so I'll definitely want to do that. And even after you're off the air here, next week or whenever, take down my number and save it there as you have it. Maybe we can keep in touch afterwards here even. I look forward
Absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely. Mike on the board, I'm sure Mike on the board has your number. I think he gave it to
yes.
me, but I've got such a messy pile of papers that I got to clean up this weekend that
okay.
I will make sure I'm going to rescribe your number down before the show's over. So, Mike on the board, don't let me go out tonight with so much stuff on that I forget to get John Lamb's number. But we're going to talk to you again tomorrow and make sure and make sure we have that. John, my email is Eric, E-R-I-C, and I want all the listeners to have this as well. And the people who enjoyed this presence, keep in touch. I've been hearing from a few of you, and I'm glad that people want to stay in contact with me and with what I do. And so this is for everybody, including you, John. It's Eric, E-R-I-C. Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. That's Eric with a C, E-R-I-C, H-U-G-H-E-S, .ny@yahoo.com. Don't forget the dot. With Eric Hughes, .ny@yahoo. And I encourage people to keep in touch with me. And, John, make sure you send me whatever you got so I can have it posted. I'm going to probably call you sometime tomorrow, John, and clean out your voicemail box. I heard it was full. So if you can,
it is. I've been struggling to keep it clean.
Well, hey,
I'm struggling to keep it clean. I try.
Leave that out if you can, so I can leave you a message tomorrow. Otherwise, check your text box. Is it a cell phone? It must be a cell phone. So that's good.
It is a cell phone. Yeah, text me, or I'll try to clean it out again tonight. So yes.
All righty. I know you got a lot on your plate. What a badge of honor, and what a badge of courage. That your voicemail box is filling up, and I'm sure it's with friendly people interested in what you're doing. And you were told today by the federal goons that you are not the real media. What a compliment! You've been told you're not with CNN and the liars at ABC and the deceivers over at CBS and the deceivers at Fox News. Are you kidding me? What a compliment! You're not the real media.
Exactly.
And we know what they're talking about. The idiots who work for the government think the real media are the prostitutes with too much lipstick and too much cleavage hanging out, showing too much thigh on the TV, so all the men will be distracted by you know what TNA instead of truth and reality. And in the minds of the goon squad and all the enforcement henchmen, that's the real media. Wow, I'm glad we're not with them, and I'm glad they notice we're not with them. We are the real media. We are the truth media. We are the independent media. And thank you so much, John Lamb. And give my best to all the courtroom observers up there. Tell them I said thank you personally. I wish I could thank each one of them and be there, but the budget just doesn't allow for it. So I'm doing what I can by airing out the information here, and you're doing great work. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. Anything else before you go?
Please, Gary.
This is Gary Don.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead, Gary.
I got some news you may want to have, and John may want to have this also. Today they picked up Judge Doucette, Steve Nolte, Steve Byfield. They were picked up by the feds, I was told, and there's a couple other people that were picked up. I don't recognize the names. I just heard that. I got a call when I was on your call here, and I got a call earlier. I was getting out a little bit late. So I pass it on to you that they're really coming down hard on the people in Denver.
Yep. Okay.
Well, thanks for that information. I had it rumored. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of another hit we're taking here. But look at and the tyranny is this is the indication of things getting better. Please, people, we got a break coming up. John Lamb's going to run because I know he's busy, and he gave us even more time. He's probably going to be late for his next gig because he shared so much time generously with us. He does not get paid for this support. John Lamb, support Eric at courtroomwatch.com. We have funding pages. Kick in. If you don't support this, it's all going to go away. They're trying to make it go away right now. And so, you know, look what happened with all the people getting arrested today. We'll talk more about the Colorado guys, Steve Nolte, Bruce Doucette, and the gentlemen there that were setting up, whatever they were. I want to hear what the charges are after the break. Thank you so much, John Lamb. Gary Blackwell, stay with us. Chris in Vegas is always welcome to join the conversation if we have room on the board there. I think we've got four or five total. So, we can fill in with Chris. And, of course, Dave Pruitt's always welcome if he can get on. I'd like to hear from him get our listeners a little more familiar with him before the before the clock runs out at midnight on Friday. So, Mike on the board, if you feel free to call Chris and call Dave. And meanwhile, Gary, hold tight, because we're going to get more on that, the Colorado scene, whatever at the other side of this break. So stay with us on the RBN Network. This is Derek, the Freedom Screamer. Don't forget, this is Resurrect the Republic. It's not Resurrect the Democracy. It's not Resurrect July. It's not filling with distractions and diversions and gossip. We're getting her done. So I appreciate all your help, and we'll be back right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Father of the moon, which built my sails, cross the sea of years. With no provision, but no place, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Thanks for being here with us, folks. So, we got a fantastic update from John Lamb. We heard that the federal goon squad out front, which was not apparently the marshals and the FBI, it was the Department of Homeland Gestapo, her favorite agency that was set up to protect us from those crazy Muslims. Look over there to that Muslim invasion over there and what's going on here. I'm not really worried about the Muslims right now. They're not rounding us up and sticking us in cages. Patriot reporters, Tom McAvara, Gary Hunt, Pete Santilli, farmers, Clive and Bundy, and all the people, resistors and patriots who didn't hurt anybody. This was not some bloody battle that everybody got killed and we got to prosecute people because there was death and destruction. These are victimless allegations. That's the mind blower. So we had the feds admitting that it's not public property. Oh, really? Then you're not a public entity that has any authority to arrest people, incarcerate people, put people in front of the witch's court that tells you can't hold your Bible higher than your waistline. That is insane. And if we let this happen, we're insane. On that note, I want to thank Minuteman Stove. Folks, get yourself a Minuteman Stove. When the owner of the company told me he had to lay a few people off, not because there was anything wrong with the product, because people now are thinking that the government is on their side. I kid you not. I said, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah, people are not preparing like they were. They're just like, oh, cool, forget it. I don't have to spend any money on the stocking up some food or putting aside some extra, you know, couple of coins to barter with in case I don't know what I need, but I got to have some savings. That's hard, not a piece of paper. And they're not, you know, buying fewer Minuteman stoves, which are a neat little steel stove that you can cook a meal on and use it for heat if you had to, and it was ventilated, you know, in a small area. It's a lifesaver, and it's kind of cool and fun to use on a more steady basis. Kids would have a great fun learning how to build a fire and manage it properly with this little safe unit. They're great. They're called the MinutemanStove.com. And I want to give a shout to the owner. Really nice guy, and he let me try one of his stoves, and it's fantastic. And so I'm helping him promote that. I want to see him hire back the people he laid off. That was really what got me going on it. I'm like, oh man, how can I help this guy? Well, let's jumpstart the sales. It's for like less than $200. You get the stove, and you get a world class fire starter, and you get these sticks that are high in resin. It's called Mayan's starter sticks, and you just shave a little off with your knife, so it's a little pile of dust. These sticks, he sends like 30 of them. They last forever. You got enough fire starter and the actual fire starter that you scrape against the steel pole that creates the spark. What you see, it creates a shower of sparks that goes down on the little wood, and you build a little fire in these stoves, and you can cook outside, save some gas, save some electricity, use it in an emergency, use it a little more steady if you're off the grid. So I wanted to give a shout-out, Minuteman Stove. Appreciate it. And I encourage people to buy. Oh, and he throws in a flashlight as well, a nice flashlight. So, I mean, it's a great buy. It's somewhere, I think it's in the, you know, $170 range. Definitely worth it for what you're going to get out of it. So that being said, I want to bring in Tina. We have a caller, Tina, and we also got Gary Blackwell and Chris in Las Vegas will be calling in. I wish I'd hear from more people in Las Vegas. I want to know that there's more good people there. People need to get together and really, you know, you can start by showing up in groups at the courthouse. Don't let anybody go in alone, even if it's for something small. And Chris is here.
Dave.
It sounds like that was Chris's work. Dave, oh, we got Dave. That's right. Dave Pruitt's here. Awesome. We have trouble getting Dave because they like to interfere with Dave's presence on this broadcast because Dave is also very effective. And when I say they, I mean, you know, the entities that have the ability to interfere with people's technology, such as phone calls, texting, online postings. If anybody doubts it, listen to the rebroadcast of Eric on the Hagman Report. That's Hagman and Hagman. They're pretty well heard. They got hundreds of thousands of listeners at any one time live. It's a great broadcast, awesome family operation. It's like a mom-and-pop media outlet. It's great. And they've got a great presentation and a great delivery. They're very objective, very balanced, open forum to all kinds of people. They let me come on and get right in the middle of the broadcast. The jury nullification flyer got blocked on our website for the second time. We had this problem before. It starts going to a 404 error code. And so, I was just forced to read it on the air in front of everybody so people could actually write it down. And then we got it reposted, so the jury nullification flyer is back up on courtroomwatch.com. And here's a solution. This is so important. What was the witch's court afraid of, according to John Lamb? Deathly afraid of, like waving the cross in front of the devil, afraid of. The jury nullification flyer. There's nothing they can do to stop the word. This is why everybody in the country has to know two things. The jury is the ultimate decider, and society cannot be a victim. So jury nullification is essential to get that word to everybody because the public fool system, I don't want to say it's not doing its job. It's doing its job perfectly to make stupid, dumbed-down kids who believe in globalism and socialism instead of freedom. And with that, let's go to Tina first, Dave second, and Chris third. How's that? Tina, my sweetheart, how are you?
Eric, I'd love to know exactly why your show is being canceled.
I have not been given any written or verbal cause. I'm just going to be honest with you. Nobody's in any kind of fight. There was no dispute. I think they want to just get somebody else, and that's all I really know. I'm going to have to say... You're going to have to take it up with John Stadtmiller. He's the he owns the network, and
yeah.
John Stadtmiller can be reached at the 512 number that's publicized, 512-246-9549, and it'll have
right.
a prompt for John or his secretary. And I really don't know. I do. You know, this has happened to me before. I got kicked out of the National Liberty Alliance, which let's just be blunt. We put them on the map. the people were pouring in for membership and realizing something was actually getting done with the courtroom observers. And as soon as I started talking about the vicars, I got put out to pasture by a bunch of new people that came into the organization and seemed to take it over. The two guys who started it didn't even vote on my removal, but the four newcomers pushed me out, put me out to pasture politely with a kind of a quick tribunal-type, you know, hearing. And I even offered to remove the word Nazi. They had an issue with me using the word Nazi. This is in my postings. And I didn't use it gratuitously. Like, you'll hear me swear once in a while, and it's usually the A word for rear end or the SH, you know, word for poop. But it's never, I'm not throwing F-bombs around, and I'm not that bad. Well, once in, so I, you know, occasionally it's appropriate to use the, it has to be said. So once in a while, I would use the word Nazi. And they said, you can't use the word Nazi. It's too inflammatory, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you? All right. And so I'll guess what? I won't use the word Nazi, and I'll submit all my postings to the management ahead of time for the courtroom observers page of the National Liberty Alliance, which was getting huge, is growing by leaps and bounds. So I even offered to not only comply with the word restrictions that a liberty organization is telling me to restrict my speech, how's that one, strictly for the word Nazi. Now, I'm not talking about the swear words that I could understand. I don't think that's why I'm getting removed from this network, because I would have been asked, I think, to clean it up or something, given a chance. I think that I've just time for Eric to go. And it doesn't surprise me, because as soon as I started so I complied with all their requests at the National Liberty Alliance, and they still voted me out, even though I offered to submit all my postings ahead of time for pre-screening, as if it were China. All right, submit to the administrator for pre-screening and make sure everything is perfect in order before we post, or else, no, you go to prison. So I'm like, all right, I'll take the word Nazi out. I'll submit everything ahead of time. We'll post it late. You know, I'll give you guys a chance to review everything like the control freaks that they are. That was not good enough. Bye-bye, Eric. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's because I'm talking about the vicars. You push the vicar general button, and you get blacklisted and put off the pasture pretty quick. I don't want to say for sure. That's just my guess. Because I can't look into John Stadtmiller's heart, and I'm in no fight or any type of beef with him. But to be honest with you, okay, apparently John discussed it 2 days ago on his show, so there you go. I apologize, I didn't have a chance to listen to John's show. So refer to the Stadtmiller report, or, yeah, John Stadtmiller's show from 2 days ago. That's what I was just told here.
Well,
so that's a good place to go for an explanation. But maybe nobody was listening. Who knows? But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I heard him say on his show is he's concerned about the number of people listening. That's how he makes decisions. And I would invite everyone that listens to RBN to listen to the 11 o'clock show, the show that comes on after yours, to hear a lunatic that is broadcasting possibly from the fifth floor of a state hospital.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, can you take this up with John Stadtmiller? Because I didn't want to get into too much. Yeah,
Absolutely.
I don't want to get into too much,
but how are we,
you know,
going
talking
to find
bad
out
about the other show
corruption
and this and that.
If you're
I try
not
to really
there.
Stay away from it. Now, if some of the bigger names, and I've never pointed the finger at any of the other shows on this network, really, it's some of the other networks that have really big names, way bigger than, you know, bigger numbers than we have here. And I always wonder why they, you know, once in a while I got to bring it up, because I'm wondering why are they not covering the Clive and Bundy trial.
Exactly.
The trials for all the other people, you know, Tom Lacovara's situation, Gary Hunt, these guys are big-time reporters who are out there taking high risk, and now the silence is deafening.
And
I want to know.
So, and still not, doing it.
We're trying our best with the little teeny sliver of resources that we have, which is zero usually. And we get John Lamb on Scene Reporter, and he's been great. So I want to thank John Lamb again, definitely. Go ahead.
Okay. So are you going to try to get on someone else's broadcast, or how are we going to find this out?
I'll give you a couple of clues, and then you just got to be persistent and keep looking for me. So one, we're going to try to build a platform at studio1776.org. We haven't been updating that website because we've been focusing on courtroomwatch.com. courtroomwatch.com is where you can find, you know, our kind of more recent blogs about Gary Hunt, Chris's phone blitz in Las Vegas, the jury nullification flyer. We're going to do a phone blitz for Tom next week on Monday. I think we're going to post that because Tom's trial is coming up, and I wanted to wait till just about the time his trial was going to start to really hammer it out there in public. Unfortunately, I won't be here next week when his trial begins. I think it's on the 15th. So I'm leaving it up to everybody to try to follow that at courtroomwatch.com. Studio1776.org is we're going to try to build a broadcasting platform there. You know, something like what they have here. There's room for everybody. There's not that much to offer being offered in the independent media, you know, in a really serious way. So I think there's room for everybody. I'm not worried. We don't all have to be in competition. We can be in unison. But we're going to have to build our own platform because I don't want to just disappear.
Exactly.
So check out.
Very much appreciated. Very much.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you and all the listeners. So people, you know, just make your opinion known. And, you know, look for Eric at studio1776.org. Now, we all got to, you know, it's going to take time for us to build that up to current content, broadcasting posts and everything. So stay with it. Don't get discouraged. Some of the posts are a little old up there right now. But we're working on updating that, getting sponsors, and getting a broadcast going, maybe even on a daily basis from, you know, after dinner time, a little earlier than this because hopefully so more people could listen. But we'll try to get a broadcast going over there at Studio 1776 on a semi-regular or regular basis. So just keep tuning in. You'll find it eventually. Oh, and one more thing. Well, we'll be on, hopefully, if enough people will maybe support this idea. The Hagman Report said they're going to have me back on again. And if I do a really good job and it spikes their listenership, they may have me on once a month. So, you know, if you like my broadcast on the Hagman Report the other night, which can be found online, you know, encourage them to have me on a regular basis, and you can find me there as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tina, hang in there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dave Pruitt in Nevada, are you there, my friend?
Yes, for once I am here.
Oh, my God, and you're coming through loud and clear. You're coming through great tonight. We've had so many problems with your reception, with just technical interference in the past, so it's crystal clear tonight.
I visited the federal courthouse today with a friend of mine, so actually very professional people were very helpful, and I visited them, and all interference with my phone stopped today after helping a friend file a federal lawsuit.
Your phone stopped?
So,
Yeah,
it was like not working at all. I go visit the federal building in northern Nevada, Reno, Nevada, to be specific. My phone starts working all of a sudden. It was like a miracle.
Oh, just by going and getting involved. Oh, so it came back on. I got you.
Yeah. So that was kind of interesting, you know, because you of all people know how hard it's been to get a hold of me lately with how many problems I've been having with this phone. So
good to have you tonight. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you spending a couple minutes with us tonight. Any just general comments on what's going on? I mean, did you hear that?
I mean, where do you start?
I know. If they admitted the federal courthouse is not public property, so that's a good place to start. What authority do they have as some kind of public governing entity if they admitted they're private?
Well, the question is, how can a private entity that operates under fictitious, as a fictitious entity, because corporations are fictitious, by default, corporations are fictitious entities operating solely and only for profit. So that is the international definition of a corporation. So if it is a corporation, i.e. operating solely and only for profit, how can it be, justice be obtainable from that entity? And I believe Chris has the proper term. It's the just us system. It's just about them. It's not about us. It's about them. And, you know, the other thing is, by saying it's not public property, then what happened to a public trial? Last time I checked, that was in the Bill of Rights. Those rights are not given by government. They're given by God. They're endowed by your Creator, and they are merely acknowledged by the Constitution. So if you can't have a public trial, how can you be guaranteed a fair trial?
Exactly.
That is the question.
Obvious. Yeah.
Well, it's like when I was arrested for recording a public hearing in a courtroom that they let anyone walk in off the street to view. And I was arrested for that. I kept asking, is this not a public hearing? Is it not a matter of public
interest? And that was good that you did that, because I think because you were raising such a stink and bringing up the law as you were being removed, that's why they never ended up charging you for that. And that was, in and of itself, a little bit of a victory, because they don't usually let anybody out without some kind of charge. And listen to the word we're using, people, charge. They're not saying you're accused of anything, because you haven't done anything wrong. They're saying you're being charged. It's all for the bonding of the case, and it goes back to that. That bonding is floating of the court cases, and the CIA drug running are funding this entire country right now. How's that for how far down? That's why the government's so scared. So, yeah, once again, where's the public trial? So it's not public property, and it's an incorporated court working for an incorporated federal government. And all the police, and they're all incorporated. None of them are bonded. They're all in violation there of their own statutes. And what authority do they have? This is private property. Well, then I guess it's like McDonald's or Walmart. I don't have to go there. Right? What are you doing? What is the state trooper doing? And the marshal's telling me they're going to come arrest me if I don't show up at Walmart. That's all the courthouse is. It's a private corporation working for profit. I don't care what they pass. If as soon as they incorporated, they took themselves out of a lawful government status. They're no longer a government.
When a government becomes a corporation, there's case law to support this. I'm sure Chris either has it or I have it somewhere. But government, by becoming incorporated, surrenders its sovereignty. It's just a fact of life. And any entity that becomes incorporated sacrifices its sovereignty, period. That's all there is to it.
They've incorporated every one of us into a trust, and they reincorporate us, and they capitalize on that corporate status by using us as a fiduciary instrument every time we get sucked into the court. It makes them big money. The more people they can bring in, and the cops know this. Don't give me this stuff. There's all these good cops just running around being stupid like a dog and taking orders, even though the orders are wrong.
Well, remember, the average IQ is that of, it's not very high. We'll just put it that way. They're not on the good side of the bell curve.
Okay, now a lot of people say, what do you mean? Just what a statement. You're saying all cops are stupid or blah, blah, blah. Listen carefully, people. This went into the witch's court. I think it was in New Jersey.
I'm pretty sure it was the NYPD, actually.
I think it was. So the one of the candidates who was applying to be a cop was rejected while almost the entire rest of the batch with substantially lower IQs and scores and ratings on all their performance, on all their trial, their application, everything that goes into an application. So he determined that he was not hired, and I guess the police department admitted this, and so that he was not hired because he was too smart. And so he went into the court, and there's this court case. I forget the name of the case. Do your own research, people, but it's out there. It's a recent, kind of a semi-famous, but not famous enough because people need to know this. This is important. This should be epic. He went into court and sued the police department, sued the city for discrimination. And he had a good case. He was not only being discriminated because he was stupid, he was being discriminated against because he was smart. And guess what happened? The Witch's Court found in favor of the city and said, it's okay for them to discriminate against somebody who's too smart and hire stupider people intentionally. That was what they were doing, is they were searching for people with lower IQ, because the attorneys for the city made a quote-unquote statable claim that there was a reason that they were doing that. And the reason was guys who are smarter are going to move on to other professions or other agencies within the profession, so to speak, more quickly. They're going to get bored. They're going to want to rise up in the ranks. They're not going to stay where they are, just sit and stay like a dog.
May I elaborate on that?
Yeah, and so guess what? They said because they made that absurd statable claim, that was just enough for the witch's court. They said, oh, you could do something evil, as long as you just tell us that you're doing it because it's evil and why. Okay, great. Go out and steal, commit murder, hire stupid people for police, and we're suffering for it right now. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, my elaboration on that, that is also, it's a well-known fact that only stupid leaders do is, it's very, people who have a lesser intelligence, not able to process things as thoroughly as someone of a higher intelligence, it's a very well-known fact that they don't tend to question orders. They don't tend to question why you're doing things and things like that. And they're a lot easier to program. MKUltra proved this. I mean, you can go read many of the documents surrounding even Germany. You can read, there was a book published on Germany's experimentations with mind control and things like that. And the fact remains, people of lesser intelligence are easier to program. When you want someone to do things that would make any rational person's stomach churn, you need someone who's easy to program so you can indoctrinate them to be what you need them to be. You don't want them questioning orders because that's inconvenient. Imagine one man, all it takes is one man to ask a hard question in the middle of a briefing to possibly change everyone's outlook on the situation. I've personally seen this happen. And that's a very scary thought to DAs and, police chiefs and look at SWAT teams. You look at the tactics many SWAT teams use, they don't use sound tactics. They use tactics, they work harder, not smarter. Okay? And this is basically a sign of people of lesser intelligence. They do the same thing day in, day out, okay? And they don't ever, they aren't interested in finding a better way to do things. They're not interested in why are we really doing this? They don't really want to get to the root of the problem. They don't want to question, well, you know, why is it that we're taught in the academy that we input everyone's name in all capital letters into the system when we're writing reports and things like that? Why is it we do that? Well, there's a reason. But only someone, they by limiting the IQ, they allow the height of the IQ, they allow the IQ range, they make it, you know, they want you to be on the lower side. And there's a reason for that. Because it makes their job simpler. The Nazis proved this.
Yes.
And they were able to, what they did was they allowed their very intelligent warriors were the ones who were the most efficient. They were the best. But they found that they could get the most atrocious things done by those of lesser intelligence. And then commanders started realizing, how can we use this to our advantage? When you start asking yourself those hard questions, those thought-provoking questions, that's when you're going to find the answers.
Excellent. Well, we will be right back to talk more about this after the top of the hour. Great information from Dave Pruitt. If you want to join us, it's 800-313-9443. This is Resurrect the Republic. We'll be right back.
Photo ops. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.